consistency. I know you talk about people who are, you know, who understand social media. It's about consistency. Every single day being at it, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Welcome back to Business Talk, the TikTok marketing podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want real strategies to generate leads and sales directly from TikTok. I'm your host, Austin Armstrong, and I'll be interviewing real business owners from every industry that are leveraging TikTok to grow their business. You can connect with me on TikTok at SocialtyPro. Let's jump into it. Today's guest is Myron Pierce with Tri-Cities Details. Myron says, "I love what I do. I have owned and operated my detailing business for 19 years. I have gotten into coaching and mentoring other detailers and help them grow in the industry. I have two cats and a dog, an amazing girlfriend, and love learning new things." Myron, thank you so much for joining me today, man.
Yeah, thanks, Austin, for having me on. I'm excited.
I'm excited to learn from you. So 19 years in the detailing industry, absolutely incredible. I'm sure you have some incredible stories along the way. Could you tell me more about your history? What's your background and what led up to, you know, ultimately getting on TikTok?
Yeah. So as far as the business side of things, I started business in 2003. I was 22 years old. And it's funny because I had a network marketing business before that and grew that a little bit. A buddy of mine who was a contractor for about 30 years said, "What do you want to do? I know there's something you want to do other than this." And not to say, you know, there's people who do network marketing, awesome. But there was a different calling for me. And I loved cooking. And I went to school. It wasn't a hot thing for me. I mean, it was cool, but I liked how cars looked. That was really my big thing. And he said, I'd like to either do catering business or start a detailing business. And because I love cleaning cars, and I didn't want to go back to school. So I knew with catering, I'd have to go back to school. And that wasn't my thing. So I went into detailing. I actually learned from a guy. I'm still friends with him for about 17 years now. But he had retired in the detailing industry. He teaches, detailers. He's retired now from that as well. But I learned from him. I learned a lot of the basics, and I just took off from there. Started from zero and just built up my business over time. I got into TikTok just about 2 years ago. And, it's interesting. So, people still have this mindset on TikTok that 18-year-olds and the 15-year-olds that are getting on here. And I had that same mindset until I listened to Gary Vee, and Gary Vee kept talking about, you need to get on TikTok, you need to get on there. And I was like, you know what, I'll just play around with it. And no, there was no other detailers really on there. There was a couple, and I was like, you know what, I need to make some goals and what I want to do with this. And then I started looking, and, we had a detailed product line rolling out soon. I really wanted to go in, because this is what was missing in the industry, was professionals going out there, taking their time to teach other detailers. So the stuff that I've been through, to save some time for other detailers, so they don't have to experience those headaches, so they can be ahead, because YouTube wasn't really around, when I started, and the social media stuff. So it was, you had to do lots of research to do it. Now it's readily available. But I that's what got me fired up to get on TikTok. And I started, creating content, started building up a little bit of traction. And I love doing it. I found out I really, really love doing it. I was making a little bit of YouTube videos before TikTok. And I've been doing social media stuff for about 9 years before that. But TikTok really got me excited to see that potential. And I just, since April of 2020, I've posted 2 to 5 videos minimum a day.
It's amazing. I want to dive deeper into all of that. It's like you looked at my questions before we jumped on here. No, that was a great breakdown. So let's start with, your social media background before TikTok. And first of all, Gary Vee is, I'm a huge fan as well. He's the reason I'm on TikTok. He's the reason that I think he has single-handedly brought so many entrepreneurs and business owners onto TikTok.
Like, he stitched one of my videos too, which was cool.
Oh, no way. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Wow. That's a bucket list goal there. Gary Vee, if you're listening. So tell me about your social media background before before TikTok, because you've been around for 19 years, you've seen every platform come and go and some stick around longer than others. You know, when did you start doing social media marketing and even more so video marketing for Tri-Cities Detail?
Yeah. So I had my business back in Virginia out there, and I started in social media about 12 years ago. Facebook, on there, Google AdWords, a little bit of that stuff. And then got an Instagram probably 4 or 5 years after, after that. So really like hard, I've been to social media, I would say about the last 7 years on there, but Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I didn't go heavy into YouTube because, it takes time to create the content. It does, but it works every time I do it. I'm actually focusing a lot more on that with YouTube Shorts now. Yep. That's working out really well. I just kind of grew through that and did a lot of, trial and error and started working it, but it worked very well. And actually in my coaching, I show guys the whole, what I do, what worked for me, what grew my business very quickly, in social media. And it's about consistency. I know you talk about people who are, who understand social media. It's about consistency every single day being at it. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You got to be willing to out hustle everybody, even if it's an unsaturated market. You have to be in it for the long run. I mean, so many people have had quick successes on TikTok, but the vast majority of people, really, it's just consistency over time. You've been on it for 2 years. I'm coming in on 3 years, which is actually kind of shocking to think about. at this point, but that really is the name of the game. So when you first got started on TikTok, when you first, like, were you lurking on the platform to learn it a little bit? Were you just, you hit the ground running, creating content? What were those early days like for you?
Ooh, it's funny you ask that, because I just looked through some of my videos, my first probably 50 videos when I started. I look back and it's like, oh man, it's like memories, right? Down memory lane.
Oh, yeah. But
I just, I tried to come up with like skits. I was trying to come up with stuff funny. I was spending, like, I was putting a lot of energy into it, more than I needed to, and then I became more comfortable. I think after you post like 100 videos, you start getting an idea of it. I was scrolling through, going trends, things like that. And I did good on some trends and turned them into, detailing aspect. I had some good traction at the beginning, on some of those. But I just did some research and I just kept posting and seeing what was working, what people were seeing, what, time length and all that. And I just kind of went with that. And then I just started going deep into it. And then kind of really found the niche. People were following me, detailing. I made a video. I made a such a simple video. It was on why follow me. And it was, the business aspect, detail products, all the things that we covered, on the how to run a business, and that video got about 90,000 views, which was great at that time, but I got about 15,000 followers from that video.
Yeah.
Because it was the value of it and why they saw to follow me. And it was a little funny, but it was really to the point, like, hey, this is why introduction videos are good. I haven't done one probably, I'm telling myself right now, probably for a few months. But those are really good to do on a regular basis because you have new people to come in and not everyone's gonna see your videos initially anyway. So to have that consistency, why am I, what's my value for following this individual?
That's so good. Such an important and overlooked aspect as well. And something I'm going to take action on probably today. It's been a while since I've done a video like that. And it's so important to put that refresher out there because there's always going to be a new audience that's coming. Your videos are going to always be surfaced to new people. And it is important to throw that out there a little bit. Now, you've been on the platform about 2 years. You're at about 145,000 followers as of this morning that I looked, which is absolutely incredible, by the way. Have you found that it was like an instant hit, or has it been more of a gradual approach over time?
For the most part, gradual. I had a few videos that got, in fact, I had three videos that got me, one got me 10,000 followers, one got me about 15, one got me 10. So you look at that, there's 45,000 of that, but it was really the consistency. Because my account continued. I mean, I have weeks, I'm sure you've had weeks where you have little growth, but you just keep posting And it just, you know, you have that. I mean, like, you know, last week, or 2 weeks ago, I think I had like maybe 300 followers in a week, which isn't much. And then, you know, and then you have a video or two that goes and you get like 4,000 or 5,000 followers, you know? So, but it's the consistency. I always look at this, you know, people want to post this and get like this. I want to get this quick fix. It's like you know, your dopamine. I want to get all these followers and get this. But it's more the consistency that's going to get you more growth and more value, because people are going to go to your page and they're, you know, they want to see what they're getting on there versus a video where, you know, a quick 7 seconds showing a cleaning video. I mean, some people love that. Some people love cleaning videos. That's not what my thing is. I mean, I do a little bit of that, but, you know, to show things, but I like to do the how-to, you know, the on hands kind of thing, you know, on that. So it's kind of what you're looking for in videos is what you want to create.
So good. And that's such an important reminder as well, right? Because so people get caught up in the views, because it's, we're jaded on this platform, right? Because we're given more organic growth than most platforms. So
it's insane.
It's absolutely insane. And if you get too caught up in that and say, you know, oh, this week, I've only getting 1,000 people, 10,000 people per video instead of my normal 50 to 100,000. Am I shadow banned? You know, is something people always say. And they get so discouraged, and it's so like it impacts people's mental health as well. But that consistency is so important. And, you know, scale out a little bit, because just like you said, everybody is going to have off weeks. The algorithms are constantly changing. You know, things that people are interested in are constantly changing. We as creators are constantly changing, right?
Content, everything. Yeah.
Everything is in a constant state of flux. So just stay the path, stay consistent, try some new things along the way so that you don't get burned out, but stay the course and you will
have fun with it.
Amazing. Yes. So important.
Have fun with it. Don't get bogged down, because I think that's what people get so frustrated. Yeah. About the whole idea of, you know, oh, I'm not getting views. I'm not, just have fun with it and create the content, because somebody out there, it only takes one person see your content to really have something big can change. Something big can happen.
Yeah. So how do you have fun with it? What types of content are you creating? you know, dive in here. How are you getting your ideas? What are you filming? What's working for you right now?
Holy cow. I have so much. I mean, I'm here in my shop at about, we open up at 8:00. I get here about 5:30, 6 a.m. I was actually creating some content before this. Awesome. I love it. I just have so much fun doing it. I'll find a trend or something and put it into my, you know, my niche, make something. I'll see somebody, you know, make a video. In fact, I did that recently. Someone, you know, did a video about the sugar in their car, you know, car soap to make it foam better. I made a total joke on that. And I just have fun with stuff. But I keep it in a positive aspect, but also in educational aspect as well. If somebody's really posting something that's misinforming people, I will, as a professional in the industry of 19 years, I feel like it's like my duty to inform people, you know, on that process, so people aren't misinformed on that. But I have fun doing that stuff. Here's a big thing too. If you want growth, engage with all your people, comment on their posts, comment, you know, on that, because not only does it get, you know, the video will get pushed out more because there's the engagement going on, but people like, oh, this guy's listening to me. He's not just posting a video up there. They're like, when Gary Vee stitch my stuff, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, dude, you responded to like my thing, you know? So, I mean, it's just that engagement. People are like, oh my gosh, you know, you think to yourself, they're like, you know, it's okay. But to somebody else, it could be huge.
Yes. And you were mentioning before we pressed record on this, that you had a viral video that's picking up right now. That was a little controversial, in the detailing industry. Could you highlight that a little bit? Tell me about that.
Yeah. So somebody made a video and they said, detailers, do you take the seats out when you detail a car? I stitched it, immediately said, no, here's why. And all kinds of people just started arguing with that. And it just went crazy. I mean, it had 60,000 views in the first hour, you know, and I was just like, holy cow. Of course, with a lot of that comes a whole lot of hate, you know, with TikTok. That's one thing I've noticed too. There's a lot of people that want to have their opinions out there. I call them the keyboard warriors.
Yes.
You know, they're But yeah, it was a controversial, and I know topics in my industry that are controversial. So I'll once in a while hit on those things and keep them educational at the same time, and sometimes funny as well. But that's what works. That's what gets engagement. Yeah. But I don't hammer on that all the time. We have products. So, you know, I talk about our detailed products as well. I talk about my coaching. So there's a lot of stuff. It's not just, you know, that's my biggest thing of navigating, because there's multiple things, staying in the same niche, but also focusing on, we have the products, detail how to, we run a detail shop, and the coaching. So it's kind of, you know, you get a lot of stuff here.
And how are you actually creating the content? Are you shooting in the TikTok app and editing it right there? Are you shooting on your phone outside?
Shooting on the phone, probably 98% of the time. Once in a while, I'll get the nice, you know, the nice camera out, shoot some stuff. Uh-huh. But for the most part, I'm shooting on the phone and editing on apps, on TikTok as well. I use TikTok too. I depends on the what I'm trying to do, you know, on there.
What app do you use?
Mostly I use InShot.
Okay. Yeah, I do too. Yeah, InShot's amazing. Very intuitive. CapCut is another really cool one that a lot of people
I use that occasionally too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So let's kind of pivot into the business side of things. So like on a broad level, we'll drill down in, but on a broad level, how has TikTok impacted you personally and your business?
Awesomely. I don't even know if awesome is a word, but it is today. Our sales last year, just in our detail products alone, 95% of it was from TikTok.
Wow.
And our shop, now we're not in a huge metropolitan area. So TikTok, you know, really hits on bigger cities. There's a lot more people, you know, in there, but I do get jobs from there. I've logged about, just, you know, work in our shop alone from TikTok, just on services, about $15,000. So that's organic. I mean, shoot, you know, that's, and then people come in locally to buy our products. And I found out, a couple of times. So my girlfriend's family has a restaurant, and she had people that were in there, they're watching TikTok, and they were laughing. And she goes, "What do you guys watch?" She goes, "This guy, Tri-City Detail." And we've made a couple of videos together as well, but she's like, "Oh, honey, you're famous." I'm just like, whatever, you know, but I mean, they're like, you know, this guy. And she was like, "Yeah, he's my boyfriend." And it's funny, you know, it's funny on there how, you know, people come in here, you're the TikTok guy, mm-hmm. you know, here locally, but it's fun to meet people and you know, hearing what they, you know, cause I have customers come in here, and I say, "Well, how long have you followed my TikTok tour?" TikTok for, and they say about a year, and I go, "Okay, so you've seen everything. You've seen like the really goofy stuff." And they said, "Yeah." But what they have said every time is they like to know the real personality of the business owner and what's going on and all the educational stuff, because they trust us, because we give out the information. And they're like, "Yeah, you give out information that what I found," and this has kind of been, I'm a little bit steering here a little bit, but this kind of got me thinking, was there wasn't a lot of detailers. They were giving out a lot of information. They were afraid of people. And I think this is in the industry. They're afraid of other people finding out, you know, and taking the business from them and all that. Yeah. I have found just the exact opposite. Now that I've given this information away, I have people who trust me. And you know what? There's a lot of detailers now that are doing the same thing and helping other people. It's created a great community. And people to get, you know, information to, you know, help other. We have it's a really good community. I feel like we have a really, in the detailing community, it is tight knit as far as the supportive side, you know, on there. And I really think that's really cool. And I've seen that in other industries as well. The social media industry, I've seen you guys, I follow quite a few people on here as well. You're one of them. And it's really cool. It's really cool.
Yeah. It's so fascinating, right? There's little pockets of industries on TikTok, little creators, the detailing industry, the marketing industry. We all support each other. It's an awesome TikTok community. I've had a couple people on the podcast already. It's awesome. And you hit on something so important there, such a mindset shift. And this is a common Gary V thing too, of give, 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 ask, his book, Jab, 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 Right Hook, right?
Yep.
To give your best information away for free. It sounds counterintuitive,
yeah.
But trust us, it works. Because in reality, they're not going to do it themselves. They don't have the time. They don't have the experience. But because you've given them the information, the tools, the know-how to do it, they are going to trust you. And that's why they're going to come to you and buy from you rather than anyone else out there because they've seen you, they know you, they like you, they trust you. Such an important overlooked aspect of this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're monetizing TikTok in a couple different ways, right? Could you walk through a couple of those things?
Yeah. So, well, obviously there's a creator fund, but we know that, you know, there's not a whole lot going on there. A couple of brand deals. Actually just finished one up with the company. I've got two others that reach out to me. I'm reaching out to other ones too. I'm being proactive. Just what I believe in. I'm not just getting on here and be like, here, Nestle Quick, you know, or, you know, whatever. It's not.
It just seems
so, I want something that's in my niche that I believe in. I'm not in there just to be like, you know, grab, you know, and, you know, we've got a great detail job, but here's some roses. But, you know, it's, you know, I want to keep things I believe in, things that, you know, people follow me in the detailing community. So that's what I want to, you know, add value. So I'm very specific on, and there's not a lot because we have our detail products. And I mean, dozens of detail product companies have reached out to me and I'm just like, we'd be doing great on something like that, but we have our own product line. So I'm not gonna, you know, plug another product, but that's a way. The coaching as well. I mean, lies, you know, people tip, you know, sometimes as well. That's amazing. You know, I really appreciate the guys who do that, but it's, you know, there's different, avenues, you know, of doing that. One thing, I don't know if you're going to talk about it much, but I remembered I talked about a question at the very beginning, Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels monetization.
Ah, yeah. Tell me about it. What do you got going on there?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
but actually there, I know detailers that are doing it. It's very finicky, getting into it, having them set up, you have to do some amount of videos, but that is an avenue that, you know, that I'm working on as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. I haven't monetized that way either yet. I think they have to have a certain, on Facebook anyway, you have to have a certain threshold of views and minutes watched, I believe, on like a consistent monthly basis. So I think you need to have a fairly sizable viewership. I'm just not there on Facebook yet. Yeah, Instagram has, I think they have like a beta program for some monetization stuff. And then some creators have like there's like a Instagram checklist thing or something like that where you do the requirements and they'll give you like $100, $150 bonuses and whatnot. So those are awesome. And do you have like a funnel in place? I saw you had a Beacons link in your bio. How are you actually capturing leads and converting them into paying clients?
So they go into, when they click that the link in there, they'll go to our Detail Studio products page. And I have my TC Detail one, 'cause I have the coaching and we have our product one separately, but we'll go through that, have that. And then we send out stuff with Constant Contact, to them.
That's amazing. So you're local in the Tri-City area, right? Do you, do you refer people out? Do you ever get people that want you to detail their car, but are in another state?
Oh my gosh. I'm glad you mentioned that. So I had a video that was a detailing video. It actually is one of the ones that brought us a huge amount of work within. We had people actually have a guy coming from Florida to have his vehicle ceramic coated here. He's buying it in Texas.
Brilliant.
He's driving here and then he's driving it back to Florida. So, I mean, that was interesting, very unique, but we had people from 2 hours away to come in, but I made a video, a follow-up video with that. I said, hey, because people were, where are you at? Where are you located? And, you know, we're in a smaller area in here. And so I had the guys post, detailers post, where's your location? So all these people who were asking can find professional detailers, had 140 detailers comment on that. And some had, you know, customers reached out to them. And, you know, I think some of them got work from those people as well. So it was really cool to have that community reach out, you know, and on there.
That's awesome. And this is just where my mind goes. I'm constantly thinking of monetization avenues. You know, perhaps you could set up a listing site or some sort of thing and, you know, have all of those detailers indexed on there and essentially provide them leads for an exchange, sell them leads, have them pay to be listed on that thing or something like that. Could be interesting in the detailing space.
Yeah, absolutely. We have, so we have our ceramic coating installers. We have those, and we, as a network, we're, that's, you know, more in depth stuff on there, but we have places throughout the US that we have set up on there in our network that we bring them work, you know, that we get for leads and help that. But yeah, I don't have any, that's interesting idea, for sure. You know, to have something like that, give that some thought. Yeah.
Awesome. So what advice would you give to, you know, cause this is an industry that you wouldn't inherently think would thrive on TikTok. Going back to the misconception that, you know, everybody still thinks it's a younger generated platform. There's not, you know, businesses aren't really, you know, doing that well on there. And if they are, it's X, Y, and Z business, or they're just targeting Gen Z and, you know, things along the lines of that. But you have proven that is absolutely not true. And that's really the basis of this podcast, is that every business can thrive on there with the right content strategy. So what advice would you offer to a business that you've convinced through this episode, they got to give TikTok a shot. They don't think their audience is there, but they're ready and willing to try it. Where do you suggest they start? How can they succeed?
Well, it's interesting to ask that, because I do offer, I'm not going to get into your space there, but I do offer one-on-one coaching for TikTok on that side, because I've gotten so, you know, in it. So actually, there's a local business that I just had a one-on-one with coaching session. And I said, because they have a guy that does YouTube. I said, listen, TikTok is a different animal than YouTube. And that's why, I think it's why brands are paying people to do it, because they don't understand. They don't get it, you know, how this is working. So I would say, and I told them, I said, you need to start posting a lot a day. And when I say a lot, and their jaw kind of dropped, but I said 5 to 10 posts a day. You need to get yourself familiar with what you're creating on there and start doing that. They're like, well, we don't have time. We're going to do like maybe one or two. I'm like, you're not going to gain ground. I had days, I think the biggest day I posted 18 videos in a day. You know, people are like, how'd you get time for that? Well, I made the time. I love doing it, but I made the time, you know, to do it. But you really, now I'm doing about 2 to 5 a day, you know, still, you know, on there. And people say after you get to 100,000, scale it back. I think I've picked up a little bit, because I'm just enjoying it so much, and it comes so natural, you know, for me now that, you know, have that. And it's fun. It's like, if I could do TikTok all day, I seriously would. My girlfriend can vouch for this. I come in on Saturdays when we're closed and I'm here for 3 or 4 hours, and I'm creating content, and I'm laughing at myself. I'm having fun, you know, and it's just, so have fun with it, you know, don't make excuses. Just do it. I've made videos where, hey, this is what I'm doing in the morning. I've told guys, let's pick this up. Get people to get to know you. I mean, you're not having to get out lighting and all this stuff. I mean, just walk around and record your life. You know, people are nosy. They want to know, you know, what you're doing. What's going on with this guy? What are they, you know? So you keep it simple, you know, and focus on what you want, what your target is. If you're, this company is they do ear cleaning and hearing aids and stuff like that. So they asked the comment, so, well, what do we do? We're hearing aids. There's not a whole lot. I said, well, you can personify your hearing aids. You can put a picture on there and make them talk, you know, hey, I can't hear you. I mean, so, you know, one hearing aid yelling to the other hearing, you know, and one without it. I mean, there's just so many things. And, you know, I started giving them ideas, and like, well, you know, we might do that. I said, you need to do that. But that's, you know, getting into it. I love doing it. So you see, I love talking about this stuff. I love it. It's so fun. But just have fun with it. That's why, if you take anything away, have fun with it and be consistent. And when you're new, hammer, because you're as much as you can. Really. I mean, if you can only get, but do it consistently. You know, that's the big thing. Don't put out 10 videos in a day and then zero the next day. If you do 4, then do 4 the next day. But the more you get out, the more your content's going to be seen, because it's seen to new people every time. And this platform is a lot more people on here now than there was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's changed. I mean, you've seen it. I mean, just 3 years dramatically has shifted. Absolutely. And changed. Yep. But the growth opportunity is still in its infancy, you know, where the potential of the growth is. So that's my 2 cents on that part.
Now, that's incredible advice. And, you're so true. Like, you know, it's been out for 3 years now, whatever, maybe a little longer than that, whatever. And, if you compare that to YouTube, to Facebook, to Instagram, even to Snapchat, right? It is so new and is so new in every industry, but it's getting more and more saturated. So
bigger brands are coming on. Yes, I've seen a lot more bigger, but they're seeing it. I've talked to a couple of brands and they're about to get on, but they'll be reaching out to me because I've been talking to them and showing them videos that I've created for their stuff for free. But they're looking at, you know, we're talking about some deals because they're like, well, we don't know when to get on TikTok because a lot of people still have that mindset of, oh, my teenager's on there. They don't see the potential on there. But here we go. Just how Facebook was, just how Instagram was. The younger generation gets on there and then it explodes when, you know, as the demographics, because I mean, your grandma and grandfather on Facebook now. You know, I mean, they were like, oh, I'm not going to get on, you know, and it's a normal thing. TikTok is going to be the same way.
100%. Totally agree. And that's the opportunity for those that are ready to jump in and be the, it's not even an early adopter at this point, but like, you know, it's still relatively early. Good things come to those who jump in, seize the opportunity, go all in, try it out and test and learn. And you uncovered the real reason why I started this podcast. It's just because I love TikTok too. And I just want an excuse to talk to people about it all day. Byron, this was awesome, man. I appreciate learning from you, sharing your experience and details. This was inspirational to me. I hope it was inspirational to everyone listening here. How can they follow you if they want to learn more about you and Tri-Cities Detail, and if they want to get in touch with you, where would you like to send everybody?
Yeah. Tri-Cities Detail on TikTok, same thing as Instagram, and on YouTube, same thing. It's Tri-City Detail. You can find, keep it simple. You can find all that. And if you want to go to the website for our products, it's www.detailstudioproducts.com. And for the coaching, tcdetail.com.
That's awesome. I'll have all of the links to these in the show notes and description of this episode. Myron, thank you so much, man. It's a pleasure.
Thanks, Austin. Have a great day, man. Cool.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Business Talk. If you feel like you're ready to get started on TikTok, I have a completely free TikTok checklist that you can find in the show notes and description of this episode. If you found this episode inspiring, consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes or your favorite podcast listening platform. I know that's a lot to ask of you, but it really does help the podcast reach more people. Do you have any feedback about the show or a guest you'd like to recommend? Email me at podcast@socialtypro.com. Until next time.